I'm Sheila Cast. Today on Maryland Morning, we're talking about the impact of war on the lives of those who fight. We turn now to a war that shaped the direction of the latter half of the 20th century, World War II. 16 million Americans served in that war. More than 1 million are still alive today, and 16,000 of them live in Maryland, according to the National World War II Museum. It is projected that by 2036, they will all be gone. A group of students at Washington College in Chestertown has been interviewing veterans as part of an oral history project called The Real War, World War II Veterans Remember. With us on the line from Washington College to talk about it is one of those veterans, 90-year-old Cy Ellenhorn, who was a waste gunner on a B-24 based in Italy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And also joining us is one of the students who interviewed the veterans, Alex Foxwell. He's double majoring in drama and history at Washington College. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And Adam Goodhart, historian and director of the C.V. Starr Center for the Study of the American Experience. It sponsored the Real War Oral Histories Project. Welcome back to the show, Adam.
Great to be here, Sheila.
So, Adam Goodhart, how did this project start and what did it aim to do?
Yeah, the idea of this project was that we have history all around us here in Maryland and really in every community, stories that are waiting to be told and that haven't been written. And we were reminded of a remark that Walt Whitman made about the Civil War. He said, "The real war will never get into the books." And we became fascinated with this idea of the war that's written history and then the war that people remember, the experience of the war that often isn't recorded. And we wanted to get out into the community and capture that real war. And we thought it would be especially powerful if college students did this, because here are two generations, the greatest generation, so-called, and the millennial generation, so-called, that are separated by 7 decades. And from my experience, there's really something wonderful that happens when older people talk to much younger people. It's different than if, you know, a middle-aged person like me sets out to do an interview. There's not that same feeling, that knowledge, that history is being passed on from one generation to another. And indeed, we found that when these veterans sat down to talk with 20-year-olds, I think the kinds of stories that they told are very different from the ones they might have told otherwise.
Cy Ellenhorn, you are one of the veterans who talked to the students. Tell us a bit of your story. How old were you on December 7th, 1941, when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor?
Well, I'm 90 now, so I had to be about 17, 18.
Did you know on that day that you'd fight?
No, hardly. No, I had no idea.
Did you enlist?
No, I was drafted.
And how old were you then?
I would think about 18.
And you became a waste gunner. What does a waste gunner do?
He fires a machine gun at the enemy who was trying to take me down, me and the rest of the bomber crew, because we were heading toward the target with bombs. And they did their best to dissuade us.
And waste refers to you were in the center, the waste of the airplane?
Yes. There are 10 machine gun positions on a B-24. And one of them was the waist.
In your memory, what's the most exciting day of the war?
Wow, excitement. How are we going to rate excitement?
Well,
frightened?
Okay, the scariest.
I guess when I had to bail out of the bomber into the Adriatic Sea.
Oh my, tell us that story.
Well, we're coming back from a mission. I think it was Munich that we were coming back from, and there was a lot of flak, and coming back, we ran out of gas, and there was no place to land, and we had a choice of bailing out or ditching, and the pilot suggested by ringing a bell that we bail out, and three of us bailed out, and one was never found.
So oh, my.
It was on the 16th of December, 1944.
Not too long from the end of the war, but you didn't know that then.
No.
What did you do when you got home?
I took 2 weeks off after I was discharged from the service and went to work for a firm that imported firearms. So I was essentially a gunsmith at the time, and that worked out throughout my life. And I was in the gun business in New York City.
Did that build on skills you'd learned during the war, or was that something you'd
No, I did. I've done that before. I went into the service, and I was classified as an armorer. And when I got out, I just picked it up again and went to work for the same firm that I worked for before the war.
On WIPR, this is Marilyn Morning. I'm Sheila Cass, speaking with Cy Ellenhorn, who was a waist gunner on a B-24 based in Italy during World War II. Also with us is Alex Foxwell, a Washington College junior who interviewed World War II veterans as part of an oral history project there, and Adam Goodhart, an historian and director of the C.V. Starr Center for the Study of the American Experience at Washington College. Let me pull Alex Foxwell into this. What did you learn from the World War II vets whom you interviewed?
What I've learned over the past year or so, all these stories that I've heard from these World War II veterans and people that have experienced the war is basically, it's another version of what I grew up listening to in my grandparents' house, at home. Both of my grandfathers were World War II veterans, and my grandmother is a Holocaust survivor. So I've more or less grown up.
She was a Jew who lived in France. Is that correct?
Yes, my grandmother was a French Jew. She's still with us. She hid throughout the south of France. So, what I've really picked up from this whole experience is that no one's experience is more valid than the other, and every person's experience is worthwhile to listen to.
I would have thought you sort of knew that already.
Well,
How did that come home to you in a deeper way?
The whole point of this project, especially what I found, is to make the personal accessible to the greater audiences, especially, you know, something that deviates from the normal World War II narrative of, you know, we fought the Nazis, we fought the Japanese, we won, the end. You know, we want to get into the real nitty gritty rather than reading what's in the textbooks. And personal experiences from this wide range of people, you know, is exactly what we've been looking for, especially for my generation, to come to terms with World War II and its lasting legacy.
Adam Goodhart, what has it been like to watch students work with the veterans?
It's wonderful, the energy that's there. It's exciting for the veterans, I think, to be collaborating with these very energetic, very curious and excited college students. And I also think it's marvelous for the students themselves to be hearing about these events that, frankly, they seem so distant in time. In most of my work, I'm a scholar of the Civil War. And the other day I was in a room full of these veterans and college students, and I realized that these World War II veterans are separated from the college students by about as much distance as Civil War veterans were separated from these World War II veterans when they were young. If that makes sense. There's the same distance. It's about 70 years. So for these students today to sit down and talk with World War II veterans would be like a college student in the 1930s talking to a Civil War veteran. So it's kind of magical. You know, what would we give today to be able to interview a veteran of the Battle of Gettysburg or someone who saw Lincoln's second inaugural address? And there were a few of those interviews that were recorded back while those veterans were alive, but not enough. And it really makes one feel the urgency of recording these histories while there's still the opportunity to do that.
All the veterans the project talked to are from the Eastern Shore?
All of them are from the East. Well, all of them live on the Eastern Shore of Maryland, although their experiences really range pretty widely, including people who lived in Europe during the war and shared their stories. And we really feel that when we say veterans, we don't simply mean people who fought as members of the armed services. We mean people who lived through that experience and participated and contributed, because, of course, there are many ways that people participated in the experience of World War II and contributed to the effort of winning that war beyond picking up a gun and putting on a uniform.
Alex, you're part of a group of students putting together a stage performance tomorrow night with material drawn from interviews from the local World War II veterans like Cy. How did you approach telling their story?
Our major approach is that we really wanted to be as authentic as possible. So what I and the creative team have done, we've taken the transcripts of these oral history interviews and have revised them to kind of be these potable scenes to put on stage, small little vignettes to intersperse throughout other parts of the program. What we really wanted to do is to just to bring these interviews to life on stage, to put a body with the voice rather than just to listen to the clip. As valuable as the audio clips are, and they are extremely valuable, making this kind of a production requires also a lot of emotional soul searching for the creative team, especially, you know, and for the actors that portray these veterans, these people who have had all these experiences. So what we've really tried to do is to kind of get into the meat of the text, the meat of these, you know, of these audio clips, and figure out, well, what drives these people? What drove this generation who were the same age as these actors that are on stage now? So, like, I'm 20 years old. Cy, when you were 18, you were had just been drafted into the Army Air Corps. That is unbelievable for me. So what we've really tried to do is to relate this to us. How are we different? Why is it important? And how can we both celebrate and learn from it?
Cy, did you learn anything from being interviewed?
Oh, yeah. It's they had a difficult time understanding. For instance, one girl asked me what a Mae West was. So,
and how did you answer that question?
She didn't know there was a person called Mae West. And the life vest that we had, when you filled them up with air, you pulled a line and it pierced a capsule and it automatically filled the Mae West, and it makes a very buxom person out of you. So.
So that's one way to answer that question.
Yeah, and then they had a hard time understanding that we had electric suits with booties and leggings and jackets and gloves that they all plugged into one another, and we pushed a plug into the cabin, and so we were warm. Normally it's pretty darn cold up there.
Well, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
Cy Ellenhorn served in World War II as a waste gunner on a B-24 based in Italy. Alex Foxwell is a history and drama double major at Washington College who interviewed World War II veterans as part of the Real War Oral History Project there. Historian Adam Goodhart directs the C.V. Starr Center for the Study of the American Experience, which sponsored the Oral History Project. Washington College will present a multimedia staged performance based on transcripts of interviews with World War II veterans. That's tomorrow night, 7:30, in Decker Theater at the Gibson Center for the Arts on the campus. We've got links to the details on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Also there, a link to the Starr Center's website where you can hear all the veterans' interviews. Maryland Morning is an original production of Your Public Radio, WYPR, in Baltimore. The show is produced by Matt Purdy. Nathan Sterner directs and engineers. We have production help from Connor Graham, Payam Agagasem, and Elizabeth Sherwood. I'm Sheila Cass. Thanks for listening. See you Wednesday.